Caucus with Andrea Dahalis.
Each day, we find out a little bit more about the caucus process with the Caucus Raucus. Monday and Tuesday, we're live in Iowa, Monday and Tuesday morning, and then Monday afternoon, Roe and Anna, and others will be there as well. So we're looking forward to bringing you all the information of America's first crack for president on Monday and Monday night in Des Moines. But we'll be live again Monday and Tuesday. What do you have to tell us today on the Raucus?
Well, today on the Raucus, Steve, I've called this Iowa, Des Moines, and the business of caucuses.
You are in Iowa.
Iowa. Well, at least now I know how to pronounce it. I always thought you folks preferred Iowa.
We do.
Well, he just said Iowa.
We say it now and then, but we don't like anybody else to.
We are from Iowa.
I know.
And, of course, from the Music Man. The Hawkeye State since 1846. That's when it was admitted into the Union. The state bird, though, is the eastern goldfinch, the flowers, the wild rose, and, of course, the tree is the palm. Because when you think Iowa, you think palm trees.
No doubt about it.
Des Moines credited as the number one spot for U.S. insurance companies. That's probably due to our friends at Allstate. In 2013, Forbes rated Des Moines as the best place for business. And now the business is caucusing. The Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau estimates the caucuses will bring in more than $25 million next week alone, Steve, to the city. But when you figure in cost of living and expenses in general, it's not a lot as compared to Virginia, New York, and D.C., where more than twice that amount will be brought in. So who brings in the most money?
I don't know who.
Last year, Republicans spent over $6 million.
In the last caucuses,
$6 million Republicans spent. Democrats spent $10 million. Yep, and all that's factored in there are their people, media as
sure.
Well. So that's all figured
out. Well, you got
in.
A hotel, you got restaurants.
You got all of that,
right?
Who has the bigger posse? In fact, last time the caucuses came in second, though, when it came to the economic impact of the events in Des Moines. Number one, the principal charity classic, golf. Often referred to as first in the nation, Iowa got that status because in 1972, the delegate selection rules forced the state's Democratic Party to change the timing of that year's caucuses. New Hampshire was supposed to be first, but it was a scheduling conflict, which is why Iowa went first, and that's the way it stayed.
And am I right about this? I'm pretty sure I'm remembering this right because I was a kid, but Jimmy Carter was unknown. And Governor Jimmy Carter of Georgia made Iowa a big deal because he had a really smart campaign team.
Right.
And that's how he got on the map.
And he spent more money in Iowa than in any other state.
Right.
And, of course, went on to the presidency.
Right.
So you're absolutely right. Speaking of Carter, there's also a celebrity factor to the caucuses. Believe it or not, you're going to see a lot of celebrities there this weekend.
Other than us,
yeah. Oprah caucused there for Obama in 2007. This year, Hillary Clinton is bringing in Katy Perry. So we might get a chance to see a Katy Perry concert. And actress Lena Dunham is going to be campaigning for her as well.
Is she going to be naked? She's always taking her clothes off.
I doubt she'll be naked. Bernie Sanders is bringing in author Cornel West. So it kind of gives you an idea of the star power there.
Wait a second. Hillary's bringing in Katy Perry and Bernie Sanders is bringing in Cornel West.
Yes.
Okay.
Big Foods of Iowa is promised for Kevin. Iowa is best known for its pork tenderloin sandwich consisting of lean, boneless pork pounded flat, breaded, and deep fried, then served on a bun with ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, and dill pickles.
I'm going to have to get myself one of those on Monday or Tuesday.
Not considered a fast food, Kev, so you'll
no,
be
absolutely
okay.
Not.
You'll be okay.
It takes time to pound that pork.
Also.
What?
What happened there?
I don't know.
I got nothing after that.
This is the closest thing to primary porn you'll get with Kev, though.
Right.
Is a description of a pork sandwich.
Should I continue with some of the best foods? You going to be okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll hang in there.
You can't get the meat sweats. Shrimp corn dogs.
Shrimp corn dogs.
Genius.
Stuffed porchetta. Ice cream isn't just ice cream in Iowa. The Butter Peppermint Bar features peppermint ice cream and hot fudge sandwich between Oreo crusted.
That's pretty
cookies.
Good.
And for healthy eaters, Dave, I didn't forget you. Year-round fresh fruit at Hooper's Melon Shed and Schmidt's Market along Highway 61.
I don't think quinoa is allowed in Iowa, is it?
No, that's illegal. That's illegal in Iowa.
And
you know what they call kale in Iowa?
What's that, Steve?
Lawn.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We will be in Iowa Sunday. We're leaving. We'll have the Steve
Sunday night.
Show.
We'll be at the Trump rally.
Yeah.
I think we're doing the Hillary rally Sunday night as well.
And we're going to try and sneak in a Bernie Sanders rally as well. We got to get Kevin some pork sandwiches.
You got a Grateful Dead t-shirt for the Bernie Sanders rally?
No, but everybody on staff says we got to bring them some swag back. Pins, button, headbands, wristbands.
Really? Is there a big request for that?
There's a lot. Seriously, swag
surprisingly,
is
yes.
big.
It must be from the newsroom. I can't imagine where else it'd be coming from.
And have we determined if Bernie Sanders is Statler or Waldorf? Because he's one of them. The guys up the, you know, the Muppet dudes?
I don't know. One of those two. That is your caucus raucous, Steve. And again, we'll be there all next week.
Nice job by you, as always. Dave, you have a question?
No, I was just trying to figure out if I'm going to be passing you guys on your way to Iowa when I'm on my way back from Iowa on Sunday.
Sunday, the game is at what time?
2:00.
Go Cat.
So you're leaving at 5 to come back? Yeah, but where? You're in Iowa City?
Iowa City. So, I mean, you're going to be going out 80. I'm going to be coming back 80.
Why don't you guys meet at the big truck stop?
The I-80 truck stop.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. You can meet for lunch because Kevin can eat that day.
Let me tell you something. If we're not in Des Moines by 5:30, Kevin's head's going to explode.
Yeah, right. We got a rally at 6.
Well, apparently we're going to 3 rallies Sunday now, so the list keeps growing.
Katy Perry.
At a Katy Perry concert.
Yes. Kevin, I got us at an Edwin Muskie rally, and you don't even know what that means.
I don't.
And then Cora Noweth is going to do a dramatic reading.
Yes, which would be great.
But the pork remains priority number one.
There you go.
If there's one thing we can learn from today, that's your phrase that pays. The pork remains the priority. It's 9:29. We're back with a big story next. Oh, and the head of the Vatican Motor Pool coming up before 10. Bill and Wendy at 10 o'clock. The Pope Mobile is going to be auctioned off today at the Philadelphia Auto Show. We got a lot happening here at Egg Harbor Cafe in Naperville. The Allstate Hometown Voices Tour continues next.
Hey, is this heaven?
No. It's Iowa.